everyone, and welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. The new year has come and is now officially 2021. Thank God we are out of 2020 and we are starting a new year. Also, the intro is different. I decided to have a different intro this year, so that is something else that is new. So I hope you guys all had a wonderful new year, whether you celebrated at home by yourself or you went out and got involved with the big group activity. Whatever you did, I hope you enjoyed your new year. So today, as promised, I am going to be giving you some personal stories of mine that I have never shared and some stuff about my family tree that is really interesting. So let's start out with the family tree. As you may or may not know, I actually grew up in high school with my great-grandparents. Wonderful, wonderful people. Probably two of the best human beings I've ever met. May they rest. Great people. You know, they were married for over 70 years. And just amazing of how much love they had and respect they had for each other. And I lived with them. And on Christmas Day, I actually sat with my dad and looked at some of our family information, which was collected by an aunt of mine who was no longer with us. And my grandfather's side, there were Mannings that came from England, and there are Mannings from Ireland, but they are O. Manning, but it's still the same family. So we came over pretty early in the 900s. And there was one ancestor of mine who was a captain in the Revolutionary War, and he married a Cherokee princess. So I would love to have read a history book about my family on that. That is so cool. I did not know that. So awesome. And so that happened. And so my grandpa believed that we had a little bit of Cherokee blood in us. I'm not sure how much, but a little bit. So that was interesting. On my grandma's side, they came from Prussia before it ever became Germany. So a long time ago in a galaxy not so far away, just across the pond. And so they came over here. And interesting fact, there were twins who found out they were engaged to the same guy. When he was 23 years old, they poisoned his drink and killed him. So yeah, I have a very interesting family tree, and I did not know that. And Mannings were like cardinals and teachers, that sort of thing. But we came over here fairly early. So it's just some interesting things I didn't know that I learned. And I had a good time for New Year's, hung out with some friends, and I barely made it to midnight. I fell asleep at like, I want to say it was like 1:30 in the morning. I was just tired and, you know, like anybody else. But I did boring adult stuff today, laundry, groceries, that sort of thing, stuff we all have to do. There was ice today, some power outages scattered here and there. Luckily, I kept mine. It flickered a little bit last night, but I hope you guys drive safe, as it does look like we could get some snow at some point throughout the week. So we'll see what happens. So yeah, that is the start of this episode. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with some personal stories. All right, so this week, as promised, I know you've been anticipating this, a personal story from the vault of the brain of Billy Manning. This could get very interesting. Okay, so a friend of mine and I, yeah, I have friends. the group of four of us used to hang out all the time, and I won't use names. We'll just say Tim. So Tim and I had two other friends, and the four of us were going to have a guy's night where we play like board games, video games, card games, that sort of thing. Just shoot the shit a little bit, have some fun. Well, what ended up happening was we had planned this out like a couple of months in advance, and this guy's girlfriend got jealous, got upset, and basically they had been hanging out all the time, like nonstop, and he wanted a day with the guys. So she tried to guilt trip him, and he wasn't having it. So we all hung out and just had some fun. And I get out to the car, and this must have been at like 11 or midnight. And I noticed something weird on the car. And I couldn't, at first from a distance, I couldn't tell what it was. I got up to it, and this was my, I want to say I was driving the Grand Am at the time. Yeah, either that or I was driving the Hyundai Accent, which is a two-door. Yeah, it might have been that. So I get closer. Somebody, his girlfriend, had, and we'll say her name was Samara. So Samara left a message on my car in that chalk that you can like wash off with at the car wash. It said, cheated on my wife, such a loser. Or just divorced, cheated on my wife, such a loser. At the time, I kind of had a laugh about it. I'm like, you know, in hindsight, I'm glad I didn't get beat up or anything because people might have thought that I actually cheated on my wife and I'm not married. I'm single and I was single at that time as well. Majority of my life. But anyways, another that'll be in discussion for another time. It just was like, what on earth? You got that upset about having a guy's night when you've hung out with him like 5 times in 2 weeks and we hadn't hung out in like a month. So yeah, that is a personal story of mine. Another one, same friend, him and I went down to Six Flags and we're out hanging around, going to the shops, doing some riding some rides, checking out some stuff. And we both had to go to the bathroom. And so he gets into one stall, I get in the other one, I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands, I get done before him. I think he's dropping some kids off at the pool. So I decide I'm going to be funny and just drop a wet floor cone in on him. So I drop the wet floor cone. It's one of those ones when you drop it, it like slightly tilts and then it goes right back to where it was, like stands. So it was one of those ones that bounce. So I drop it in and I go out of the bathroom. You know, I just get out of there. Well, a minute or two later, friend comes out and is red in the face, embarrassed to death, laughing. And I said, what happened? He's like, Billy, I said, Billy, bring me some more teepee so I can wipe off my testicles. And this old guy went, what? And so he comes out of the bathroom laughing. The old guy comes out of the bathroom just looking very confused at my buddy. And I'm laughing my butt off. So yeah, I've had some interesting experiences, and there are some other stories, some that I'm willing to share, others not so much, because I don't want to hurt like people's feelings or anything. But yeah, there's some very, very funny stuff that has happened over the years. And I'm trying to think if anything else. Oh, okay. I can use this because he's one of my good friends. My friend Jack and Brian and I, the three of us, went on vacation. And we went to Kentucky. And a lot of funny stuff happened on this trip. So what actually happened was we're driving. And there's this bridge when you go from Illinois to Kentucky. And this thing, the speed limit is 15 miles an hour because it's metal and it's bumpy. And and the car shakes the whole time. And you shake as a result, both for other reasons. I'm sitting there with the death grip on the wheel going over this bridge. And it takes forever. We finally get across and we decided to go to this mall. Really good mall in Kentucky. It's all on ground level. And they had a Best Buy when you first walked in. Sure, you know this is going to be great. So we go through the Best Buy, and I think I got a movie or something. And then we go to Spirit of Halloween that's inside this mall. And my friend Jack and myself and Brian, we're trying on masks pre-COVID. We're looking at costumes. We're laughing. We're looking at animatronics. Well, they said a haunted house. So they had this like mock haunted house set up where you could walk through. It was pretty lame. I walked to the left. There's nothing in there. So I was like, well, that sucked. I turn around to the entrance. I look down and see nothing at the other end. So I don't even walk down there. I turn right and go out. Well, my friend Jack walks in with Brian and goes to the right. And there's this witch scream followed by laugh. And he goes, jumps up and runs out, bolts out of there laughing because he actually got startled. So that was pretty funny. And so we go to Spirit. We did that. And then we finish up with the mall, and then the next day we decide, maybe it was that day, we decided to go for dinner at this pizza place. And it's like a father-daughter ran and they're, it's really cool. Everyone knows everybody kind of thing. And I remember this place when I was a kid going with my grandparents. I actually remember the alley and everything. Like, I was able to give them a tour because I've been there so many times, like 5 or 6 times down in Paducah, Kentucky. So we went to this pizza place. It's awesome, by the way. We eat our food. We leave. And I'm following GPS to get this other place. I forget where we were going, but I'm driving GPS. And it says turn left. I turn left and I hear horns honking. I turned the wrong way on a one-way street. I was listening to my GPS and I turned left and yeah. And Jack goes, dude. So I turn right immediately to this alleyway and get out of it. But I felt like such an idiot there. So that happened to me. So if I say that's like going the wrong way down the one-way street, it actually happened to me. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, went on, you know, that sort of thing. So yeah, that happened. That was interesting. So that was Kentucky. And we also, on that night, it had been raining a lot. And the cabin, they tell you, they give you directions as far as like the location, but they don't explain it very well. It was like an email and it's really complex. So we drive, we turn in, and we turn in to go towards the cabin, and we went too far and it was muddy and the tires started spinning and I thought I was going to get stuck. Luckily I didn't. I was able to get out of it. We get to this cabin. Okay. And it's out in the middle of the woods. And there's this big window, like huge. And it always felt like someone was watching you while you were there, because when you're at a new place, you have to get comfortable with it anyways. It takes a day or two. Well, this place, it was nice. Pool table, you know, and they're like, we want these rooms. You can have this one. And I'm like, cool. Well, we, none of us knew that it was actually the master, like, guest bedroom. And it was amazing. It had showers like 15 feet tall or so, and it had like 2 shower heads and one in the middle. I'm like, somebody's had sex in here, because it was like really nice. And like, so yeah, that, those are some of the experiences I have. And we're going to end this episode with a movie review coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, so I'm going to do a movie review / New Year's resolutions to end this episode. So I recently sat down and watched Songbird, and as a pandemic movie, that's not what it's about. It was reviewed as that, and it was wrong. It was actually more of a movie about like love and what would you do for the last person that you have left that you care about. So it was more of a love story / overcoming obstacles than it was anything else. So take a look at it. KJ Apa and Sophia Carson star as a couple who, KJ Apa's character is immune. So he is out working during this time as a courier, and his girlfriend Sarah, who's played by the amazing Sophia Carson, is living with her grandmother, and they are kind of in these apartments where they're in lockdown, and they've been in there for like 200 weeks. We've been in basically in lockdown for that long. COVID is now COVID-23. It's mutated. It attacks the brain. It doesn't get into the virus a lot, which is good. It's more about like the results of the virus, like with the lifestyle changes and how the world has changed and everything else. So it's really interesting. I don't want to spoil it because I just did a lengthy review on YouTube, but for this, I just wanted to say, check it out. Maybe wait till it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray, but buy it because I think you will, guys will like it if you look at it from the perspective of a love story, not a pandemic movie, okay? Now, I'm going to close out everything with New Year's resolutions. Everybody does going to the gym. I don't plan on that. I'm just going to go walking still, but more frequently. And basically challenging myself and like facing my fears, because it's very easy to get into a routine and live a very routine life, but then nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I have that thing where I walk a fine line. I want to be confident, but I don't want to come off as arrogant. So I think as a result, it's made me more of a worrier and less confident than I should be. So it's finding that fine balance that I've been working on for a while. But so New Year's resolutions is just to live life, have fun, enjoy myself, but also be open to new experiences, new challenges, that sort of thing. And to focus on myself more, kind of like do what I need to do, walking, eating better, that sort of thing in order to get there. And staying away from fast food. That is something I really, really need to work on. So those are my New Year's resolutions. And honestly, I think it's important just to enjoy life, take care of yourself, have fun, enjoy with friends, family, that sort of thing. And right now, during these times, maybe the best you can do is call somebody. Maybe you can't meet in person because of your health, or you just want to not take a chance. And I don't blame you for that. That's your right. So do what you need to do to stay safe, stay healthy, and we will see you next week. And you can hear the sound of my voice over your radio, phone, wherever you may listen, through Anchor FM or Spotify. And quick shout out to my buddy Shay, doing some amazing stuff with greenskycoffee.com. You can use the code BILLY10, BILLY10, get 10% off your coffee order. I'm telling you, this stuff is, it will give you that kick you need to get your day going, but it's also very, very smooth, surprisingly smooth for how great it, I mean, because it's hard to find that balance. And I believe Shay at Green Sky Coffee has done that. So go support him. I would appreciate it if you do. Share this, the hell out of this podcast with your friends. I will talk to you guys later. Happy New Year.